Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Omud Beis. And we are at Sif Beis, a few lines down from the very top, in Simen Kuf Chaf Beis. And we'll continue today learning some of the halachos that apply to when a person concludes the Shmona Esrei. How should one add his own personal supplications? So the Mechaber begins in Sif Beis. Ein nachu lomar tachanunim kodem yilaratzon. It's improper for a person, after he concludes Hamavarech Esmo Yisroel Bashalom, to immediately start with his own supplications, even though technically this is permitted. But he first should say the Yilu Ratzon Imrei Fi Ve'Yoni B'Lefanech Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, and then he can say his own personal supplications. He can say the Nusach that we have, Elokai, Netzor L'Shni Mirua, etc. We've already mentioned this previously. The Mechaber here reiterates it. Ela Achar Siyum Shmona Esrei Miyad Yomai Yilu Ratzon. The preferable way, the Mechaber tells us, is that a person should say the Pasuk Yilu Ratzon right after he concludes Hamavarech Esmo Yisroel Bashalom, and then V'Yimbo Lachzor Liomro Pamacheres Achar HaTachanunim Hirshus Biyado. And then the Mechaber points out what many people do is to repeat the Yilu Ratzon again a second time at the conclusion of the Elokai Netzor L'Shnei Mirah and all of their personal supplications, and this is the ideal, proper way to do this. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, Ayin in the Beis Yosef and the Darki Moshe, the Mechaber and the Ramah have a similar discussion over there, Shekosu d'medina ein iser, that they technically both agree that one is permitted to say their own personal supplications as soon as one completes Hamavarech Esmo Yisroel Bashalom, even before they say Yilu Ratzon. Because the Lochomer called them Yilu Ratzon, the Birka Shemea Tvila, because after having said Hamavarech Esmo Yisroel Bashalom, that is no different, no more strict than in the middle of Shomei Atvila, the Kaimelon, which we've already previously stated in Simen Kuf Yotez, the Yachol Lishol Bo Kol Tzrachav. The person there is allowed to say anything that he would like to ask for. Rak the Lechatchila, so here, both the Mechaber and the Ramah as well, although it's not specifically mentioned here, but in the Darki Moshe, Nochon Yosel Lomar Yilu Ratzon Kodim Elokai Netzor Lo Shnei Mirah, that it is preferable for the person to state Yilu Ratzon before he starts any of the supplications, including the ones that are codified as Elokai Netzor Lo Shnei Mirah. Sivkot and Ches, Yomai Yilu Ratzon. So the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Seder Hayom, Kosa B'Seder Hayom, Yilu Ratzon, Hu Mesugul Lekama Inyonim. The saying of this Pasuk, Yilu Ratzon, is a skulidika type of a tefillah. Tchiloso Yud, Vesofa Yud. It begins with a Yud and ends with a Yud. Tevos of Yud, it has 10 words in it. V'Asar Yudin, and it has 10 Yuds in it. V'yeshbo mem beis osios, and it has 42 letters in this pasuk, which is again one of the shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the 42 letter shem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'sodo sod gadol, and this is a deep mystical pasuk and tefila, and therefore lachein tzorich l'amro benachas ulechavein. A person should say it slowly and have kavano in it. U'moil harbe lekabel tefiloso, this will help greatly in his tefila being accepted by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yashuv reikam, and he will not return empty-handed from his saying of the Shmona Esrei. Furthermore, kosav v'chayodim, chayodim adds, Nochom v'roi l'chol adam l'spala b'chol yom b'yichud al tzrochov u'farnesoso. We actually brought this down a few days ago. We pointed to this chayodim over here that the Mishneh Berurah brings down, and here's where the Mishneh Berurah quotes the chayodim. He says it's proper and appropriate for a person to daven every single day for his personal needs, for his personal livelihood. And furthermore, v'shelo yomush ha-torah mipiv, that the Torah should never leave his lips, v'zaro, and his children's lips, v'zerazaro, and his grandchildren's lips, and his further descendants. V'yishu koyotzi chalotzov ovdei Hashem b'yemes, and all of his descendants should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in truth. V'shelo yimotzi chas v'sholem psul b'zaro, and he should never find any sort of a blemish in his children, in his lineage. V'chomashi yodea b'libo sh'tzorech lo, and anything that he needs in his heart, he should ask for. And if he can't say this fluently and nicely in Hebrew, he can say it in the vernacular language, which was, of course, German Ashkenaz, but for us would be in English. But it should come from the heart. It should come from the walls of the heart. In other words, it should be with feeling. The Mishneh Berurah now brings down that it's much more preferable for a person to include all these personal supplications during the paragraph Elokai Netzor Lo Shnei Mirah, as opposed to Milakovim Bircha Shomei Tefila, as opposed to any of them in the Bracha Shomei Tefila, which we've already pointed out, it's perfectly legitimate for a person to ask for anything over there. And as we've also pointed out, it's perfectly legitimate to ask for anything related to the bracha that you're in besides Shema Tefillah of the 12, 13 brachos in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is preferable for a person not to ask for the items in those places, but to wait till the end of the Shemoneh Esrei before he takes the 3 steps back and asks for them there. Why? A very practical reason. If he has to go and answer Kaddish or Kedusha, because in this situation, if he's up to the point where the Tzibur is about to say Kaddish or Kedusha, if he said his Yula Ratzon, he's allowed to answer with them. And this way, if he's busy spending time saying supplications, he won't reach the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, he'll miss out on saying Kaddish and Kedusha. So if you have a choice, then it's preferable to say these tefillos, these techinos and supplications after you've said Yula Ratzon, and this way you'll be able to answer anything that the Shliach Tzibur is up to. The issue footnote number 14 brings down as well. Another wonderful idea is for a person to constantly have in mind, parents for children, that they should be lomdei Torah, that they should be righteous, and they should have good character and good midos. This is especially important to have this kavana during the brach of Avar Abba and Birchas HaTorah, as we've already learned previously. And especially when we say v'niyat anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, v'tzetzoei amcho beis Yisrael, and likewise in Duval Utsiyam, when we say l'man lil nigal orik v'lo nele l'beholo, so all of these are especially opportune times for a parent to daven for their children, that they should be righteous, wonderful children. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, there's a famous segula that we'll talk a little bit more about, that a person shouldn't forget his name when he goes at 120 up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Halacha Brewer brings down a very interesting Peladika Medrash, brought down in the Kitzur Shalah, brought down in the name of the Arizal, Shaharishoyim Shochachim Eshimam Bakever, that wicked people will forget their name in their grave. And the Malachim Chovtim Behem Bemakos Nimrotzos, and they're being hit by the Malachim. However, if somebody says a Pasuk, as we'll see in a moment in the continuation of the Dirshu footnote, if somebody says a Pasuk that has the first letter of his name and the last letter of his name, Maskul Masayim Ba'osyo Shemo, Skulahi Shalo Yishkach Shemo. This is a skula that he won't undergo these travails, that he won't forget his name. And the Dirshu footnote continues to bring down from the El Yeraba, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that before we say the conclusion of Yehula Ratzon at the very end of Elokai Nitzol Hashem Mirah, so many people have the custom that they say a pasuk from Tanakh that begins with the first letter of their name and ends with the last letter of their first name. Some people do it for their middle names as well. Likewise, he brings down over here, Shekol Misha Omer Kol Yom Pasuk Shemaskul Mistayim Shmo. If you do say such a pasuk, HaTorah Matziloso Mi Gehenim, you'll be saved from the fires of Gehenim as well. A wonderful Haftocha, a wonderful promise in Skula. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Haragil Omar Abar Dor Melu, if somebody is customary to say the following 4 things at the conclusion of their Elokai Nitzol Hashem Mirah, Zocha Umakabu Pnei Shechina, that will be a skula that he will be seeing the face of the Shechina Kaviyocho. And what are those? Asei Laman Shmecha, Asei Laman Yiminecha, Asei Laman Torah Secha, Asei Laman Kedusha Secha. These words and ideas are way beyond the scope of our Shia to understand the deep Kabbalistic meanings and understandings behind them. The Bach just brings down over here and he writes, Lefi Sheba'osan Dalit Dvarim, with these 4 statements, Miyached Ragle HaMerkova, that you somehow are putting together the chariot wheels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chariot. And Leman Shimcha, that's a reference to the Ateres. And Yemincha is a reference to Chesed. And Toroscha is a reference to Tiferes. And Kedushoscha is a reference to Gvura. Again, very deep ideas that we're not capable of discussing in this venue. Interestingly, most Sidurim do not have this exact nusach. They switch it around and they say Leman Kedusha Secha before they say Leman Torah Secha. Again, some Sidurim do have the girsa the way that the Mechaber has it. I was only able to find in the Orech HaShulchan, who has the girsa that we find in most of our Sidurim, where Kedusha Secha comes before Torah Secha, and I'm really not sure why. That concludes Simon Kufchav Beis, and now we go to Simon Kufchav Gimel. Dine HaKrios B'Sim Shemoneh Esrei Brachos. Now we're talking about when you take the 3 steps back at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei and you're bowing down and doing so, how is one supposed to do this? The Mechaber starts off and he writes, Koreya uposeya shalosh pesios liachrov b'chriya achas. When a person concludes the Shemoneh Esrei, after he said all these supplications, he said the second Yula Ratzon, he takes the 3 steps back that we all famously know, and he does so while he's bent over, while he's bowing down, and he takes 3 steps back, And he does this b'chriya achas, in one bowed position. He walks back while he's bowed. He doesn't bow three times. Note, the achash posa, and only after he's taken the three steps back, shalosh psios, ba'odo korea, while he's still bent, kodim shiyiskof, before he becomes upright, he says, kishiyomer, oseh shalom b'romav, he turns to the left, hofich pon of litzat smolo, and he says, oseh shalom b'romav, we'll see why to the left, ukishiyomer, hu yaseh shalom oleinu, when he says those words, yaseh shalom oleinu, hu yaseh shalom oleinu, he turns to the right, hofich pon of litzat yimino, v'acha kach yishtacha v'lefon, and then he bows down in front of himself, ki evet hanifto mirabo, like a servant who's leaving his master. Notice that he doesn't say any of the words while he's walking. This is a very common mistake that people, when they say Oseh Shalom B'Romav, they're taking three steps back. That's not correct. You bow and take the three steps back, and then as you turn to the left, you say Oseh Shalom B'Romav. You then turn to the right in the still bowed position and say Hu Yaseh Shalom Oleinu. The word Oleinu goes with that second phrase, and then you bow towards the front, Hofech Panav Litzad Yemino, and you say V'Yal Kol Yisrael V'Imru Amen. Rama adds on, Hagav, the Nagu Lomar Achar Kach, the minog to say after you've concluded the Oseh Shalom is Yiratzon, Shibane Beis Hamikdash, Meher Yemenu, Vahule, etc., as we are used to saying, Ki Atfila Bimkom Avoda, because our Shmon Esrei is in place of the Avoda, the sacrifices, Velachin Mavakshim, Al Hamikdash, Shenucha Lasos, Avoda Mamash, that we therefore dive into our Kodesh Baruch, we implore our Kodesh Baruch to please rebuild the Beis Hamikdash so that we can once again bring all the sacrifices as they were brought previously. Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Nalef writes, Ke'evet hanifto mirabo, like a servant who is leaving his master. V'shiyo hakriya kvar kosavti leil b'simen kuv yugimu. How much do you have to bend? We've already discussed the simen kuv yugimu, the bir halacha, shu shidei shispakaku kol chuyosov shebishidra, that a person should have a stooped enough position that you could count the vertebral bodies in his back, the spinal processes of his spinal column, should each one stand out. Then he says, Achakach Motsasi b'simen zeh. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, I've explained this previously in Kufyud Gimel, I now found over here that the El Yerabba says the same thing right over here, b'shem Tzedel Aderech, the name of the Sefer Tzedel Aderech. The issue footnote number one brings down, we also discussed previously, if somebody's on an animal, he should still try to take the three steps back with the animal. And if somebody's in a wheelchair, he should also try to push the wheelchair back three steps in this way as well. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sholosh Pesios. So he says, look in the Beis Yosef for some reasons, Kama to Amin. However, Va'od Kasutam, he says the reason that the one that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he brings down Mishum D'Amru Chazal, because Chazal tell us, and this he brings down in the name of the Morgan Avraham, Dibeschus Gimu Pesios, Shirots Duvucha Netzel, Lachvod Hashem, Yizbarach, Zochel Ahachrut Beis HaMikdash. When Sancheirav heard about the great miracle that happened to the Melech Chizkiyo, that he was healed from a disease that nobody ever got healed from. So he sent a message to him, and he said the wrong order. He said, oh, great King Chizkiyo, King of Yerushalayim, who is a servant of God. And Nebuchadnezzar said, that's the wrong order. You should have said servant of God first. So he took three steps. He was the scribe of Sancheirav. And in the schus of those three steps that Nebuchadnezzar took, he was zochet to unfortunately destroy the Beis HaMikdash. V'lochein, therefore, we, anu posim gimu pesios, we take three steps, kineged those three steps, and we spalim she yibane Beis HaMikdash, and we say the yibane Beis HaMikdash from here of Yomenu, tfilo that we just mentioned. Sivkot and gimu, v'acha sheposa, after you've taken the three steps, the Mishnah Berurah says, and not like the very common mistake that people make, that while they're taking the three steps back, they're already saying, Oseh Shalom B'Romav. The Ein Nochus Lasos Kane, that is incorrect to do so. It brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef and the Morgan Avraham. The Chein Hadin, Ba'Oseh Shalom De Kaddish. And the same thing actually applies in Kaddish. When people take the three steps back in Kaddish, at the end of a Kaddish, so you also shouldn't be talking, saying, Oseh Shalom B'Romav, while you're taking the three steps back. You take the three steps back in the same way as the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei, and then you say, Oseh Shalom B'Romav, turn to the left, Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, turn to the right, V'Al Kol Amo Yisrael, V'Imru Amen, as you're bending down forward in the front. Sivkot and Dalid, you first turn to the side of the left, wide to the left, your left. Shemespalu ro atzvo kilu shchino mulpana, because it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're davening, is right in front of you. And your left is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, kaviyochel. Hu smolo adem utzad yimino shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The issue footnote number three brings down, therefore, according to Chaim Kanievsky, a lefty would still turn to the left first over here, because it has nothing to do with you, it has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing in front of you, even if you're a lefty, his right kaviyochel side is to your left, regardless of the fact that your left hand is stronger than another person's left hand because you're a lefty. Sivkan Hey Shalom Aleinu, and you put Aleinu with the second phrase, the Lo Ki Omrim Aleinu V'Alko Yisrael, not like the people that say Aleinu with the last phrase. Ella V'Alko Yisrael Yomar Ki Mishtachav Elafon of you. Daven and bow towards the front of you when you're saying the last part of the phrase, Alko Yisrael v'imru amen. The issue footnote number 4 brings down that even when you're davening alone, you say v'imru amen, which is a lashon of Rabbim. Why do you say it in the Rabbim if you're saying it by yourself? So he says that this is based upon the Magen Avraham, who says, Shakavona al hamalochim hametsuyim etzlo b'chol yom l'shomro. This is going on all of the malochim that are around you, protecting you. They all should say amen. That's what we're saying. And then we say the Yiratzon Shibana Beis Migdash, as we brought down already. Vigami Mashliach Tzibo Kvar Hisku Chazor Sashatz. Even if the Chazan has started the Chazor Sashatz, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you're allowed to say the Yiratzon, even though he's in the middle of the bracha of Mogin Avos, you're allowed to still say your Yiratzon over there. However, Shlomo Zalman disagrees and says you should wait till the conclusion of the bracha of Mogin Avraham before you say the Yiratzon if you already started saying the bracha. Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, B'mokum shekalu sholosh psios. At the time that you conclude saying you're taking your 3 steps back, Yamod, you should stand still over there. V'lo yachzor l'mekomu, and not return to the place where you were davening from, until at shiagia shliach tzibur l'kedusha, until the shliach tzibur has reached kedusha. Ulefachos, at least at a minimum, at shiaskel shliach tzibur l'spal b'kol ram, at least until the start of the chazaras hashatz. So if you finish your Shmona Esrei, your Sarang Shmona Esrei before the chazan does, so at a minimum, wait there until he started the Shemoneh Esrei, but ideally you should wait there until he's up to the Kedusha, and then you can take the 3 steps forward and return to the place that you started from. Hagor, the Ramah adds, Vashliach Tzibur Yamod Kidei Hiluch Arba Amos himself. And the Shliach Tzibur should also, when he takes his 3 steps back at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, should wait there for the amount of time that it takes a person to walk Dalet Amos, again a second or two, before he returns to his place to start the Chazor Shashatz in an out loud voice. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Vav writes, "Bi'chabin raglov kimo betvilosh omer osa shalom," and your feet should be together when you're saying osa shalom, just like you were still in the Shemoneh Esrei. Because you're turning towards the Shechina, so you're facing the Shechina, so to say, so you have to have your feet together. Sivkot and Zayin, velo yachzar, don't return back to the 3 steps forward. Shemchozim miyad, if you were to return right away, take the 3 steps back and immediately take the 3 steps forward. Domo l'talmud shenifta mirabu pasal echor v'chozim miyad. It's like a person who's leaving his master and then immediately comes right back. Shesofa mochiach al tchilaso, because your end result shows that your beginning result wasn't that of kavod. Shelo pasali achoriv kidei lipatri menu. You weren't trying to leave him. V'umaguna, and that's disgusting. When you're waiting in that position until they start Kedusha, or at least until they start Chazar Sashatz, niru lekol shechoze b'shvil Kedusha, it's clear that you're going back because of the Kedusha, and to listen to what the Shliach Tzibur says. So therefore, now it's appropriate to take the 3 steps forward. We'll explain momentarily what's the purpose of these 3 steps forward. Then if you want to go back to the 3 steps, you should wait until this time. But the Mishnah Berurah first brings down that you don't have to take those 3 steps back if you don't want to. But if in fact you want, you're allowed to stay there and not take 3 steps forward. And he brings this down in the name of the Kesef Mishnah. You don't have to do this if you don't want to. But why do people do this? Why do people take 3 steps forward? Because of a Magen Avraham, the Lefi Mashevi Beveis Yosef, based upon what he wrote in the Beis Yosef, what's written in the Beis Yosef, the Yeshomim Deba'ino Shishup Sios, that there is a custom to take 6 steps, 3 steps back, 3 steps forward. Daino Gimel Achorov Gimel Shuvel Mekomo, 3 steps back and 3 returning to your place. Imkein Al Karchuk Tzorich Lazul Mekomo Begimel Psios Lefonov. That's why you have to go take the 3 steps forward and return to your place. Interestingly, Dear Shu footnote number 6 brings down the name of Chaim Kanievsky, that there is a custom that some people have that they raise themselves, they elevate themselves on their feet. When they take the 3 steps back, he says, Lo shama sheyesh mokol zeh. He says, I'm unaware of any substantive source for this custom that people have. What about by Ma'ariv time? So Dear Shu footnote number 5 brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that a person should wait at Ma'ariv time if he finishes Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazan does, to wait until he starts the Kaddish afterwards. And on Friday night, on Leil Shabbos, you should wait until they start Vayichulu. However, if you already started to say Vayichulu, wait till you finish Vayichulu and then take the 3 steps forward. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Mitam zeh, because of this reasoning, the people take 3 steps back and they pause for a while, and then they take the 3 steps forward. There's a custom that people say not to let anybody walk in front of them. So nobody interrupts them from their 6 steps by walking in front of them. However, but they sometimes make a mistake because they're makbid on this. So they see somebody wanting to walk in front of them. So they try to rush to go and take the 3 steps forward before they're done. Before the Shliach Tzibah started Shemoneh Esrei, Dum Ikar Din. That's more important than not having somebody walk in front of them. We'll conclude over here and pick up from Sifkat and Tes tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.